With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The January 2025 Rural Main Street Index fell below growth neutral for the 16th time in the past 17 months. For the 8th time in the past 9 months, farmland prices took a tumble. On average, bank CEOs who respond to the monthly survey expect annual cash rents of $278 per acre of non-irrigated, non-pasture farmland. Farm equipment sales also dropped, making it 18 months in a row. Also on the survey, bankers expect 1 in 5 grain farmers to experience a negative cash flow for 2025. Approximately one-third of bank CEOs recommend that the Federal Reserve leave short-term interest rates unchanged for the year. Data from the International Trade Association says regional exports of agriculture goods and livestock for the first 11 months of 2024 rose by $673 million, a 6.2% gain. Mexico was the top destination for 2024 ag exports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service recently announced the resumption of cattle and bison imports from Mexico. That's been paused since November of 2024. That due to concerns over New World screwworm. The decision follows the implementation of rigorous pre-clearance protocols designed to ensure the health and safety of U.S. livestock. The new protocols involve detailed inspections and treatments in designated facilities at San Geronimo and Agua Prieta. Trained veterinarians will treat and inspect the animals for screwworms before they proceed to U.S. entry points at Santa Teresa and Douglas. Additionally, all imported livestock undergo a dipping process to eliminate ticks and other insects. As part of the ongoing efforts to control NWS, APHIS is collaborating with Central American countries to eradicate the pest and maintain the biological barrier in Panama that was established back in 2006. Farmer and rancher delegates to the American Farm Bureau's annual convention adopted policies to guide the organization's work in 2025. Policy priorities include everything from passing a new farm bill, enacting regulatory reform, and creating new markets for the men and women dedicated to keeping America's pantries stocked. That from AFBF President Zippy Duval. Delegates also adopted policy supporting the development and sale of domestically sourced sustainable aviation fuel, including expanding the list of acceptable conservation practices for feedstock eligibility. They also strengthened policy on alternative energy production, including increasing the responsibility of energy companies to manage land used for development and prioritizing energy production on land not suitable for agriculture. Delegates voted to stabilize labor costs to avoid drastic swings that put the economic sustainability of farms at risk. Next year's AFBF convention will be in Anaheim, California. Kansas City, of course, known for its barbecue. Philadelphia for its cheesesteaks. When it comes to Super Bowl menus, nothing is hotter than wings. The National Chicken Council released its annual Chicken Wing Report, projecting Americans will consume 1.47 billion chicken wings while watching the Chiefs and Eagles battle for the Lombardi Trophy. Matthew McConaughey was right. Football is for food. That according to NCC spokesman Tom Super. Sure, there will be pizza, guacamole, chips, and dips, but when it comes to the Super Bowl, chicken wings will rule the roost. To put it in context, if every player in the NFL ate 50 wings a day, it would take them collectively 720 years to eat 1.47 billion. 1.47 billion wings laid end-to-end would stretch from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia about 63 times. All told, we love our football and wings. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.